Today, we celebrate the feast of all the saints in heaven. The great and famous ones that are canonized on the list of saints, if you will, proclaimed by the church, but also all those saints who are unknown to us, all the lowly souls that have loved the Lord in this life and now have gone on to the reward in heaven. This includes, of course, we hope, many of the people that we've loved and still love, our parents, our children, our friends. We rejoice today because God's promise to them has been fulfilled. Although we don't fully understand what that promise is in terms of what exactly it's like to be in heaven, as we read in John's second letter, he tells us, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him. So we know in some way that in heaven we will be like Jesus, we'll be perfected as he is perfected. We will be loving and being loved in a perfect way. And so heaven is wonderful. We can't imagine how wonderful heaven is. As scripture tells us, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Imagine your best day, especially the days that you felt the most loved. Maybe your wedding day, maybe your birthday, maybe an anniversary, maybe your child's wedding day. And then imagine the most perfect moment on that day, when you felt the most joy. And then imagine every moment of your life filled with that kind of joy and happiness. Only 1,000,000,000 times more. And then imagine that for the rest of your life, forever and ever and ever. Somebody once told me that they thought they'd get bored in heaven because there was nothing to do. I mean, have you ever been bored being happy? Have you ever been bored being filled with joy? When there was nothing going on in particular, you just felt great? Forever and ever. And believe me, in heaven there'll be lots of things going on. We don't really have a word to explain all this, except we use the word, I think, glory, to kind of summarize what we're talking about. The glory of God, the glory of heaven. It's amazing. In today's first reading, St. John tells us of his vision in heaven. He says, after this I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. There are lots of people in heaven. Now, we shouldn't be fooled with this, because it's not particularly easy to get to heaven. We shouldn't especially fool ourselves or about ourselves or about other people. Remember, we have to pray for the souls in purgatory, which we do tomorrow especially. It says there's a great multitude in heaven, but then again, think about all the billions of people who've lived on earth. And it says there's 144,000. Now, that's a descriptive number, it's a symbolic number, meaning just a whole lot of people. But it's not billions and billions of people, apparently. It says, these are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. These are the ones who suffered, who've endured the difficulty of being a Christian, and who have adhered to Christ and his total self-gift on the cross. Historically, we see this in a particular way in the martyrs. But it applies to all of us. All of us, it's hard to be Christian. It's harder today than maybe in times past when, like the early church, when we're surrounded by pagans more and more, where people don't like Christians, or they don't like Christianity, or they don't like Christ. And so it's always been difficult. It always involves suffering. Not because God wants us to suffer, but because that's part of what it is to be opposed to the world and opposed to sin. Jesus calls us to, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the merciful, the persecuted for the sake of righteousness, blessed are those who are persecuted for him. Elsewhere he tells us, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that it leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Not all the dead are in heaven. Some are in purgatory. As they say, we pray for them especially tomorrow. And many, as Jesus has said, have taken the easy road, gone through the wide gate, the gate that leads to perdition or hell. But we want heaven. We all want to be saints. And Jesus offers it to us. And so today we remember all this and we strive to enter through the narrow gate, the hard road, to be poor in spirit, to live the life of the Beatitudes, to gain eternal life by following the commandments as Jesus taught us when the rich young man came and said, what must I do to gain eternal life? And his response was quick, keep the commandments. It's hard, but the good news is we don't have to do this on our own. We have Jesus and his grace. And we have each other to help each other. And we have the help of all the saints in heaven. We pray to them all the time. I hope we do. Especially, I hope we all have our own sort of our own favorite saints. You know, I have a favorite saint, St. Mary Magdalene. St. Raymond's become quickly one of my favorite saints. I hope yours too. Reminder to parents to name their children after saints, to give them a patron saint to look up to and to watch over them. Most especially, we pray to the saints at the Mass. You might think, no, at Mass we just pray to Jesus. Well, we pray to the saints too. We pray with them and we pray to them. For example, in the Roman canon, we have that long list of saints twice for a good reason, remembering that they're here, but also remembering their intercession. As we say in the prayer, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Praying that they will help us. And through their prayers and through Christ's mercy, we long to join their company. We go on and say, to us also your servants, who though sinners hope in your abundant mercies. We realize that we are sinners. And we think of the abundance of the grace, the glory of heaven, and the abundance of mercy that Jesus pours out on us because he wants us to go to heaven. We pray, graciously grant us some share in the fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs. We're praying to be in the company of the saints in heaven. We pray, admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord. It's a very beautiful part of the Eucharistic prayer. Think about it. Think of what we say, we, you, there. We, you, there. Us, Jesus, and the saints. This is the fellowship. This is the company. This is the communion of saints that we long for in heaven, but that we also pray for here on earth. This fellowship has begun. We say, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are. Not blessed will be, but blessed are. And so even now we can enter into the fellowship. St. John says, beloved, we are God's children now, for so indeed we are. The communion of the saints includes us here on earth. And so in the Eucharistic prayer we say, in communion with those whose memory we venerate, in communion with especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary and all your saints. Mass is a celebration on earth of this communion par excellence. Heaven opens up, descends to earth, and we ascend mystically into heaven. Heaven and earth are one in Jesus, incarnate, crucified, and risen, ascended, and present truly in the Blessed Sacrament and the altar. Christ is here, so all the saints and angels are here. And so we act like all the saints in heaven, as we read in the first reading, a great multitude from every nation, and all the angels stood around the throne. They prostrated themselves before the throne and worshiped God. And so Holy Mother Church calls us today, not out of fear or tyranny, but out of love, to come and share as fully as possible in the communion of saints today, to come together at Holy Mass on this holy day as a great multitude with all the saints and angels to share and even now worship in the worship of heaven before the throne of the Lamb. And so we join with all the saints at this Holy Mass, praying to them and praying with them as a foretaste of what we long to do one day perfectly in the glory of heaven. But only if we do what they did when they were on earth, enter through the narrow gate and go down the hard road that leads to heaven. Even if we're not perfect, the Lord calls us to enter that road and strive our best to walk forward on it. And if we do that, we can be sure that by the grace of Jesus and the merits and prayers of all the saints during this life, and perhaps by the merciful purification of the love of Jesus in the next life, we can be sure that even as we've begun to share communion today, we will certainly one day share in it perfectly in glory, counted among the great multitude who fall down prostrate before the throne, before the Lamb, sharing forever in the glory and the perfect life and love of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Raymond, and all the saints in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.